opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Thank you, Woody. And we go right to him. Been a while since we've talked to him. Kyle Crabbs, Locked On Fins podcast, joins us as the rookies are ready to report today. I guess he'll be back on the field for the first time tomorrow. Kyle, I got to ask you, it's still, people think we're just kind of stuck here in the middle of the pack. How do you feel going into this whole thing? Before we get in, I know we can talk about, we also got in this whole thing about Tua's got to play 17 games to find out just how good we really are as a team. I don't care, you know, good teams, bad teams, we need him for 17 to see it, right?
Yeah, I think that's one of the big defining factors of what this season looks like. And part of it is out of your control, but part of it is in your control. And you hope the things that aren't in your control break your way. And you think you hope that the things that are in your control are the things that we make smart decisions with this season. And it does create a certain level of, I think, uncertainty going into every year as far as the predictability of what the team's going to be. And that's just an unfortunate circumstance that Miami finds themselves in uniquely relative to some other teams across the NFL.
So you're a real positive guy overall. With all the people that have been doing this stuff all off season, and I'm in there too, it's gotten negative. There was things that have done that have really kind of pissed me off early after the season was over. There was a lot of things. And then the moves they had to make all of a sudden to go a different direction on some things. And it's like, you know, I'm sure you felt, you and I have talked at home, what are we doing? How do you feel about this team compared to the last couple years?
I look at the roster that's assembled.
Yes.
And I don't think it's as talented as a roster as what you've seen the last couple of years, but we just got done talking about the Tua Tagovailoa variable. There's been teams that sometimes it's talent gets you a long way, but talent's not the only thing, right? So I will readily acknowledge, yeah, there's more uncertainty. There's less proven players. There's less star power. There's maybe less established talent on this roster. I think all of those statements are fair to make based off of on paper what we see with this team right now. I think the things that are going to define it are health of a few key players, and it's a big year for Mike McDaniel and his coaching staff from a coaching perspective and from a player development standpoint. It's a big year because you've seen teams that come into years less talented. The Rams on the West Coast are a team that did this recently. They won the Super Bowl. They had the hangover year where they won six games. And I think 33% of their roster was like day three rookies and undrafted free agents. Well, they won 10 games that year because the coaching showed up and they got better as the year went on. those are the kinds of things that I think are going to be the defining variables for the Dolphins as I look at the roster and what it looks like on paper right now.
Mike, I thought, made the move to get Bobby Slowick because he really desperately needed some fresh thoughts to go in this offense, and everybody's caught up with him on certain things that he's talked about, and I think that's one of the reasons he brought him in as senior pass game coordinator. Do you agree with that?
I think that's certainly the hope for Bobby with what they did in Houston, and not everything schematically and design-wise was really clean in Houston, but they had their own warts on the roster and the offensive line, and you see how they completely gutted and renovated that offensive line this offseason, and they got six new guys that could be on the 53 just on the offensive line in Houston. So Miami obviously had their own problems with that. I think you look at once Austin Jackson went down and how they used the screen game to effectively replace the run game. I think you look at some of the limitations with the guys that they had in at the guard position, and the Dolphins told us what they thought of that by bringing in two new guys to be starters. I think it is definitely going to have a little bit of a different flavor to it, and Slowick's exact role in that is something I don't know that we'll ever get full clarity on, but you hope that it's a healthy change. And I don't think it can hurt, because I do think they kind of ran up into a couple missed evaluations internally that kind of limited what they could do. And then once the injuries throughout the course of the season happened, you only had so many answers. And that's why I think you saw the offense at times be as limited as it was.
Zach Sealer. We've seen so far the team is stuck with this. We spent a lot of money last year. We're not spending any this year. Jonnu Smith is now gone because he didn't want to play for his and wanted a new contract. Zach Sealer get more money, or do they go hard line with him with all these young guys he's going to be playing with, these three draft picks on the defensive line?
Yeah, it's I could see it really breaking either way, because I think you could see the Dolphins say, look, you got multiple years left on your deal. We're kind of trying to change the way we go about our business so we don't have to deal with this every year. I could see that being how they choose to handle it. But on the other side of the coin, the difference between Jalen Ramsey coming in and getting two deals in 2 years, Jonnu Smith coming in, signing a 2-year deal, playing 1 year on it, versus a guy like Zach, who was a waiver wire claim in 19, you've developed. He's been a leader. He's been productive. He's been a part of this organization and embodies all the things that we just got done talking about, are the things that are going to define this season as far as player development and guys getting better and doing all the right things. I could see them looking at him circumstantially and feeling as though he is kind of in a different class and be willing to play ball there. I don't know what way it's going to break. Some of that might depend on how hard Zach does or does not choose to push. But it's a tough one to see. I think if Zach doesn't push, I don't think they'll be inclined to do something, just because they've been pretty passive with all of the extended multi-year lots of guarantees.
Well, the hold-ins all got paid last year. It paid off. All the guys who were out there watching, except for Christian Wilkins a year before, he did it and ended up, said, all right, I get it. I'm done. Now it's time to play. And he went out and got himself a big, fat contract by the way he played. But I am really curious to see how Zach handles this. He's a class act. There's always been, listen, nothing's been handed. That guy got cut, and he has started from scratch to where he is right now and the numbers he's put up. Hey, while we're at it, what position going into camp, and I'll put the positive spin, you're most concerned with, but looking forward to seeing what we really have now that they might really get a chance to show it?
Yeah, I think the safety room with the addition of Minkah Fitzpatrick, you can make an argument six guys deserve a 53 spot in that room, and I don't think they're going to carry six. So I look at the young guys that they picked the last 2 years with McMorris and how he flashed on special teams and how he flashed in the preseason. Trader, the day three pick this year, to go with Melifonwu, who's very talented. It's more of a durability thing.
Right.
Minkah, how do they use Minkah? Where do they use Minkah? Ashton Davis and then Elijah Campbell. I think that's between special teams roles, box safeties, deep safeties, slot guys who can play in the slot? Do you do three safety stuff with all the questions at corner? I think there's a lot of yeah. good DNA in that room that, you know, it might not be a bunch of star power, but the domino effect of putting Minka Fitzpatrick at the top of the room and how that impacts who your safety two is, who your safety five is. I think that's a really nice looking group. I'm excited to see what that one looks like.
You think Jason Marshall's got a chance to jump up and get some playing time?
I wouldn't say, I'd say never say never with this cornerback room, because you have a bunch of different guys with a bunch of different backgrounds, with vets and young guys and rookies and UDFAs. And I think it's right now as close to authentically a true competition as you could possibly dream up of. And there's like six guys involved. Yeah. So I think that is going to be totally performance based. We'll still see. I still kind of expect them to sign a vet, but you know, if it doesn't happen into camp and somebody really flashes and instills your confidence, you know, maybe it changes things. But yeah, I could see that corner back room kind of like safety, but you don't have, I think, the guy at the top that creates the domino effect that you feel better about. It's a lot of competition, a lot of guys that I could see being on 53s, and whoever plays the best is going to earn the playing time. And Marshall, I think, certainly in that bucket. He meets a certain athletic profile that you see a lot of guys have success with, but it's a question of how he applies that and how disciplined he plays.
Yeah, and then I think you and I still agree that they would love to add a veteran cornerback, either one of the guys out there that's waiting to get paid and looking for the best situation, or the second part is to trade for somebody that looks like they might be on their way out or not fitting into somebody's plans. Would you agree one way or the other?
Yeah, I think so, and I think you weigh your options out there. And look, we just had San Francisco yesterday. It's a different position, but Juwan Jennings, it was reported yesterday, he's a wide receiver, wants a new contract from the 49ers, or he wants to be traded. And wow. You know, as we get into camp, you start to see a little bit maybe more of guys. They've been having discussions throughout the summer. Maybe they didn't get the progress that they wanted. It goes public. Like, you never know what might come down the chute. And I think that for Miami is they have lots of options, and they do have some extra draft capital into future years. Now you're going to need a lot of it to make picks and have cost controlled talent in-house and all that. And I think you can't close the book on any possible avenue to address that room. And Chris has kind of shown that over the years where there have been some trades that have happened with guys that come in, and some of them work, some of them don't. That's part of the risk of a team doesn't want a player anymore. But I'm really interested to see, you know, if we get in the next week some kind of commitment into the cornerback room.
Yeah, there's just so many different things with this team. How do you feel about backup situation on the offensive line besides the starting five?
I think Larry Borum is a good scheme fit. And he can play guard and tackle. I know it sounds like they ideally want to keep him at tackle, where last year it was Kendall Lamb, who's a really good pass protector. And then the run game stuff, you just didn't get the movement that you needed on the edge. I think Borum can provide that. He can play guard. So I think whoever your six is probably going to be okay. I don't think he's necessarily like Aaron Brewer, who was maligned in Tennessee and comes over and is a tremendous scheme fit and ends up being a quality starter for you, and a really good center. I don't think Borum's that kind of a scheme fit, but I do look at the 1 through 8 or 9, and you get past 6, and I probably look at that group and say I'd feel better if 7 was at 8, if 8 was at 9, and if 9 was off the bubble.
I know all offseason they've preached, you know, doing things together. And apparently things weren't as good as we thought they were a year earlier. Not that we pay attention for chemistry and culture and all that stuff in the offseason. I don't go around waiting to ask the coach, you know. You just think guys are hanging out. And I think we've kind of found out things weren't great last offseason. So this season, that was something he really worked on. Mike wanted to really get the team to like each other and play together and spend time working out together and doing things together. which Jalen Ramsey didn't obviously fit into the plans with that. I just wonder how much of a difference you think that makes from what he got accomplished, and he's going to tell us that he got accomplished this offseason.
It's kind of hard to say, right? Because it's all of that is behind the scenes. I do think you look at some of the things that you could see through the keyholes last offseason, and you had a lot of guys that did sit out stuff, voluntary stuff, weren't necessarily fully present because they were focused on their contract situation, and that ranges from Tyreek Hill's practice stuff, and then he gets an extension, and Jalen Ramsey and Tua Tagovailoa, right? Like, the only guy that they took care of early was Jalen Waddle, if I remember correctly, and Raheem Mostert got a one-year extension after the record-setting season that he had in 23. So you had a lot of I need to take care of my business type stuff going on that you could see. So right. I think, you know, the primary guy that happened with that was kind of front row center was Jonnu Smith, who's obviously no longer here. So I think you could probably look at it from that perspective, and especially if Zach shows up and is ready to roll for the starter training camp, and you could probably say, hey, there's probably some good indicators that some of that investment is paying dividends as far as everybody kind of moving in the same direction and buying into this is how we do things here with our program. And I think that's another part of the motivation for why you maybe skew a little bit younger. And your veteran guys are guys that have a chip on their shoulder and are looking for somebody to invest in them, and they have something to prove. Because if you buy into the way we do things here and you have success with it, you're really going to be ingrained in this is the right way to do things, instead of a veteran player saying, well, we did it like this when I'm here, but we did it like that, and I like that better somewhere else, so I'm not buying it.
Last question for you here real quickly, and it happened while I was gone. Asante Samuel Sr. came out and just blasted the head coach and GM over his son, Junior, and whether he's going to play there, but he ripped the team. I'm guessing Junior is saying his agents already called the team and said, hey, that's my dad. That has nothing to do with me. He was doing a podcast. He has nothing to do with me. I like the team. I want to make sure you understand that's not coming from me. That was coming from him. You agree with that? The agent reached out right away on that. There's no way that's a thought of Junior as well.
Well, I think for Junior, you don't want to cut off an opportunity to have a landing spot, right, where some teams have started to make the commitment. Seattle was a team that was in the corner market, and they committed to Shaq Griffin. So it started to narrow a little bit, and you don't want to cut down your own market too tightly and then have less teams that are interested in your services as you get cleared from your off-season recovery stuff and leave yourself in a bad spot and then have to be sitting there hoping somebody gets injured so that there's urgency for somebody to offer you a contract. So, the comments didn't necessarily surprise me, because the Dolphins right now are a team that, you know, nationally is under the microscope, and it's easy to say bad things about them. And some of them they've earned and they got to wear. Right. Yeah. But yeah, I think for Asante Samuel Jr., until he has a landing spot, I'd be wanting to keep all of my options open. And that would include the Dolphins.
Yeah. Especially in your hometown where you live in the off season. I agree with you. Kyle, thank you as always, man. Great having you. Appreciate it. Going to be a lot of stuff to talk about here with the rookies. And then before you know it, next week we'll be talking about the veterans. Thank you.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you.
All right. Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins podcast. And always positive guy. And on top of it, if you don't pay attention to the podcast, it's a damn good one that he puts up every day. It really is. Tell you who else is really good every day, Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. I want to thank you guys so much at Atlantic Men's Clinic. You do it the right way, the professional way. Knock out Low T for men. It's going to happen sooner or later. I'm sure you've been educated on that by now, and people tell you. Question is, where do you go to get the best results, to do it the right way, the professional way, the safe way, with people that know what they're doing? Atlantic Men's Clinic has 7 locations, including a brand new one in Hollywood. But its bottom line is, putting a program together for you with all the testing, meeting with their professionals, and then you decide if you want to do the program. But if you're struggling right now with low T and you know it, tired all the time. When you're tired now, you don't work out as much as you used to because you're getting older. Now you got that belly, you've gained weight. Your sex drive is gone as well. That's ED. It happened, and it happened to me, and it's going to happen to every guy out there. There's nothing to be embarrassed about because Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it out real quickly for you where you'll get great results. I've told everybody this. I'm not making it up, man. I'm telling you, 13 months ago, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I can't thank those guys enough for what's happened. It just, the first appointment's the most important one. And somebody had to push me to go down there. I didn't want to go. I sure am glad I did, though. 877-455-7300. Meet with them. Let them tell you what they're going to do for you. Put the program together. Let them see your numbers. And they're going to put something together for you to get great results. Summer vacation's coming up. Why not enjoy it even more than you thought you could with Atlantic Men's Clinic?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. A lot of stuff going on. By the way, the All-Star game is tonight for Major League Baseball, Home Run Derby last night. I'm always amazed, and it's never gotten old for me, just me. And you could say the Home Run Derby is boring, it's worn out, it's been worn out for years, and I know we're doing that in the NBA with the slam dunk contest, which I agree, by the way. It's, you got a G League guy that's won it the last 2 years. Why would anybody in the NBA think that's good for business? He's not good enough to play in the NBA, except I guess gets a 10-day contract? But, and the guy's won it the last 2 years because the stars don't want anything to do with it. And But I feel differently about the home run derby. I do. Now, listen, I wish Ohtani and Judge would have been in it last night because that adds so much more, right? There's a good chance one of those two guys would have won it. How cool would that have been to see those guys going against each other in the last round? But the story last night was a great story. It really was. This Cal Raleigh story, catcher for Seattle, switch hitter, leading the league in Major League Baseball in home runs, 38 home runs. He's off to a great start. Had his dad pitching to him and his brother catching. I mean, I didn't even realize that was his brother that was catching too. That was really cool. I just thought that story in itself. But I just think anytime you sit back, if you've ever played baseball, how cool it is to see a guy hit a ball 480 feet. 513 feet. Last night they had one go over 500 feet. I mean, that's like stupid. That's steroids, like extra dose of the way that guy hit the ball. Crazy. I think it was Pittsburgh's center fielder, if I'm not mistaken. I just think when you see something like that and a guy, you know, slender guys, just be able to hit a ball that far is just incredible. Knowing that I played baseball and just go, wow, that's amazing. And so I still like the home run derby. I don't have a problem with it. Yeah, is it the bonus points? Do I need that? And the guys swing till they're, you know, out of gas and all that. But I just think it's incredible. I do. I always thought anybody can hit a home run, has power, that can hit a ball that far in batting practice is just friggin' amazing. It's just what they're able to do last night. So that was just my take. It wasn't a negative spin of, you know, oh, we got to change it. Home run derby's run its course. It's like the three-point shot. Hell, I still like the three-point shot. I don't have a problem with the three-point shot. I do have a problem with the dunk contest, but mostly because none of the frontline guys in the NBA are in it anymore. They'll still shoot three-point shots, but none of the big guys want to dunk it. So you got a friggin' guy named Mac McClung who's won it the last 2 years. That's, I don't know. I don't know why anybody in the NBA thinks that's good for business. I don't. The games themselves, you know how this thing goes tonight, right? If you just pitch, you're not going to be pitching. You're just going to be on the bench. They're going to try to get everybody in after the first couple of innings and start, you know, get as many guys in as they can. But it's not going to be a half-assed game. One thing about baseball, it's not a big joke out there. They don't jog after the ball. The guy doesn't throw half-speed pitching. He's not going out there going, hey, man, light me up, because it really doesn't matter. No, they're trying to – those starting pitchers tonight are going to try to strike out the side. Those guys are the two best pitchers. And to be named the starter in a all-star game. So I just think the baseball game's still in good shape, what they're doing. You can talk about popularity of baseball in South Florida. That's one thing. But I think the home run derby and this tonight, maybe a few guys shouldn't have been in there that are, you know, there's a little controversy about that. But overall, all the big guys are going to be playing tonight. And it's fun to see. So I don't know, Woody, how, you know, everybody thinks baseball's dead, and it's actually not dead in a lot of markets, including where I am right now out in the Northern California area, San Francisco, and the Dodger games were just unbelievable. All three games were just incredible, packed in San Francisco for every one of those games. So, and I know here's different. I do. I do understand Tampa Bay's got a problem. I think everybody's excited. I see Tampa Bay owner finally selling the team for what? What I see, Woody? $1.7 billion?
Yeah, and I think they have to keep it in Tampa, right? Or St.
Well, Pete. They should. It's a big market. Well, they should. They got to get a ballpark, okay market. Though. You don't think Tampa should have a baseball team?
It'd be interesting to see how it is with an actual stadium. I mean, I think the Trop is the worst venue I've ever been to in professional sports.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
That place is absolutely brutal, but
yeah,
I know.
I've never been to a baseball game there. I'd be lying to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
It's not a bucket list stadium, that's for sure.
But they wanted this owner out.
Yeah.
And
well, I think there's people down here that probably feel the same way.
Yeah. There
and
is.
I heard the commissioner rambling about teams that don't pay anyone.
Yeah, so what's he going to do? They're saying we're building up our minor league system. We're waiting till we build this thing up and then we'll hit the start spending more money. We'll spend more money, we get more fans. Oh, we haven't been able to do it. Tampa, same way. Tampa's actually got a really good team. And this is the best team Miami's had in a long time.
Which is pretty crazy because they didn't spend anything.
No. No. You know what they did? Went out and got rid of all their guys and got prospects. I mean, they cleaned house. Went out and got as many prospects, took care of, you know, got some guys in Baltimore. They're getting a pretty good return on right now.
The biggest problem, though, with the Marlins, Joe, is like even if they did spend, would people care and go? I don't know that the answer to that is yes.
That's true. So far, no. But, I thought you thought last night was okay, and you don't have a problem with the baseball game tonight, do you?
No. Like, I mean, we'll watch it. My son loves baseball. We watched the Derby last night. I think the Derby was a little long. I mean, those 3-minute rounds with, like, what do they give them, 40 pitches, and, you know, they get a timeout in there, and then there's a bonus round after each one. It drags.
I mean what, they won a three-hour event, right?
They got their three-hour event.
They got a three-hour event.
I don't have that kind of attention span for guys standing there taking BP, but, hey, man, that's what the Hard Rock app is for, right?
Everybody's waiting to see somebody hit one 450, 460, 480, and then an occasional last night.
It's good. It's just that it's such rapid fire that you don't get to see it, so...
Yeah, that's a problem. By the way, I agree.
Well,
but
that's the thing. You have 3 minutes to hit 40 pitches.
So it's funny because I didn't think they did the bombs last night. The few home runs, putting that golf strip on it, just it was like, that's not how far it went. Because that thing kind of stopped when it went over the fence. It didn't show it like that thing. You don't hit 500 feet and it cleared the fence by 20 feet. That thing's way up there. And I felt like we didn't get to see it, but I understand
why.
The biggest
issue is you got your biggest stars standing there watching.
Yes.
Because they don't want to do it. Right? Like Ohtani standing there, Judge standing there.
Judge and Ohtani are standing there watching their teammates.
That's bad for their
business
when those guys don't want to do it. And then you roll Jazz Chisholm out there who just like obviously doesn't belong there.
No, he was.
It's admirable that he tried. By the way, because he probably knew he couldn't do it.
Jazz, that was. He can say whatever. He was friggin'. You hit three home runs in that, you're embarrassed.
No, but he's not. I mean, he's not Aaron Judge. Hey, he's not O'Neill Cruz. Like,
he can hit him. We've seen him when he was down here. He can hit him. He can hit him when he hits him. He can hit him a long way. But he shouldn't have been in that home run derby.
You know, he's not that kind of player.
That was. Embarrassing. And what a great tease. You're right. Judge is sitting over there standing next to him. My dad goes, I think Judge is up next. And I go, I think Judge is not in the contest. He goes, oh, why? Dad, that's a different story, my man. That's a different story. But
Someone said, my opinion is that baseball isn't dead here. The Marlins are dead here, killed off by all of the owners. MLB forcing a sale to a broke owner instead of the Moss family. I don't know, man. I don't buy that if the Marlins just started spending money that people would just start going. The team is not bad.
Oh, the team's not bad right now.
They're playing good ball. Like they're, you know, they got every promotion you could possibly want to get out there cheap. Like I just think there's something else.
So the problem they had and the owner's comments really drive me nuts. Of like people don't see what we're spending our money on. You should see our new facilities and what we've done in analytics. And I was like, oh God, you did not say that. You did not say that.
Yeah, but we've spent the last 10 years, Joe, trying to figure out why people don't go to Marlins games.
Yeah.
They can't make it any more fan friendly outside of just handing tickets, opening the doors to the public.
So the only thing I can tell you, Woody, The only thing, you know, because this comes up all the time, and it's fair. Everything everybody says is fair, including that last text you just read. It's fair. But until we get after an all-star break or going to an all-star break, and we're either tied or one or two games out in the National League East with the Mets and the Phillies.
Seven games back, though, man. If people wanted to go, they'd go. Joe, you could go to the game on Sunday, right? They got the Royals in town. You go to the game on Sunday. First of all, you get a rooster, a little plush rooster for all the kids that go in the first 5,000 kids.
Did they send you a couple?
No, they haven't sent me any.
They got great stuff.
But for $11 a ticket,
the marketing department's first place every game.
Joe, $11 a ticket, you get the game ticket, a hot dog, a soda, and a popcorn.
I agree. Oh, that 4 for $44 deal.
I mean, like, what more can you
That's a home
do
run.
Outside of letting people in for free?
Yeah.
I mean, you're giving them more than $11 for the food.
I'm not sure what the answer is, Wood.
I mean, the easy answer would be, oh, let's sign a guy like Stanton. I was like, yeah, well, we had him here and people still didn't go.
Yeah. By the way,
you had a lot of guys
Yelich,
that were really good.
We had Yelich playing in center and Ozuna in left. It was the best outfield production-wise in baseball by a long
Stanton
shot.
Stanton was going for a record down here. People didn't go. Joe, Shohei Ohtani came down here and played maybe the most exciting game in the history of baseball.
Oh, because he went.
I mean, but it was. They said it was maybe the best game ever played by someone, and no one was there. No one was there to see it.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
There were more Dodger fans and people that had traveled in from L.A. because they couldn't afford the tickets up there.
Yeah.
They said it was cheaper to fly down here and go to the game than it would have been to go in L.A.
Yeah. I got you, Wood.
So, you know, this whole, like, the owner sucks. Like, I don't know, man. I'm not buying that. Someone said put the stadium in a more convenient location. There you go. We're getting that this morning.
Well, you can't do that. That
they said that
there.
About
it's
the Panthers
moving.
Arena.
Hey, by the way, you
found
can't
their
move
way
it.
To that place, huh?
Yeah, and the other thing is when it comes to this owner, he's not going to spend money until they're in it, and then he might get some players. But I just don't see it.
But people act like the team is like the worst team in baseball or something. They're not.
No. This is the best team. Listen,
they're
guy.
Playing good ball. They're right around 500.
Managers got, they got a lot of guys playing really well. They got some pitchings come around. They've got Stowers and a bunch of other guys. Pretty good. Pretty damn good right now.
You want
All
a
right,
couple
hey,
more
listen.
Baseball texts, Joe? I feel like when baseball texts come in, we got to read them. Okay, says Miami really had something special going until the unfortunate passing of Fernandez. That really screwed things up.
That was, by the way, I remember that day. Like, it's funny, I don't remember days usually, but going to a football game, that was terrible when that came out.
Yeah,
that was.
Someone said, "Win and they will come." Look at the Panthers; couldn't give those tickets away. I don't know, man.
I
don't buy it, Joe.
I gotta tell you, you're a lot younger. But that Panther thing looked dead for a long time. It was half full, the bottom, and they struggled. Yeah. And they, like, oh, my God, I can't wait for Montreal and Toronto to come to town and Boston and New York so
We were talking about it when you were gone, man. They used to do, like, all these – because when I was in high school, we had season tickets. They did BOGO season tickets. They used to do this thing where if you showed up with a Florida ID and you'd never been to a Panther game, they'd let you in for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember all that stuff.
And they did not have their you-know-what together.
No.
From ownership down. He was terrible.
They were on a pretty healthy drought, too.
And they were getting guys who were coming down here more concerned with retirement money and getting their second home down here than they were about playing. And now they got guys coming down here to friggin' go for a three-peat. It's a whole different.
Are people telling me that if the team was, you know, let's say six games over 500 instead of under, that people would be...
I think there'd be a lot more people. I'm not saying it'd be full, but there'd
on.
Be more people going, you don't think so?
I don't buy that, man.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion. That's
I don't fine. Think that there's people out there that are like, boy, you know what? I would go if they were a few games better, but, you know, I just can't.
But
I can't
if you had
this.
Games that had more meaning, you would go. If you had games that and again, I'm not talking about 35,000, but I think if you were closer, there would be
really? So if the Marlins were two or three games out of the wild card, do you think there'd be 10,000 more people?
I don't know, but you got to get over 500, Woody. That's the point.
Okay. Well, let's see if they get over 500, and then the crowds are going to come,
do.
All right?
No, I hope they do. I hope they do. Hey, we got to go to break here, Tough. Boy, you know what? You're in a rot mood today. I don't know what happened.
It makes it easier for me to go to the games.
Good. Well, you do that, and you keep fighting with the world, because I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. I want to let you know there's a guy out there that's about great service and getting you a mortgage quickly, because that is why you call Michael Kotze, to get the best rates and get approved quickly, get that paperwork done so you got, if you're a first-time home buyer, have a chance to buy that home and not lose out again because you haven't been qualified. He speeds everything up. He's going to get you the best rates. He's got the programming. Get it all started. Get the paperwork done on the weekend, and it gets you in the ballgame again. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a program for you. I can go on and on about the great things. I want you to go to Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage reviews, and find out what everybody's saying and the rating that Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage gets for the work that he does. Been doing this for 36 years, 7 days a week. You can call or text him. That man truly has no life. He is always working for you, even on a weekend. 561-441-2730. It's MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Woody, it gets a little ugly around here from time to time.
Sounds ugly up there, man. Jeez.
Oh, man.
You all right?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm fighting through it, though, Woody. I took last week and got sick and thought I'd come back this weekend.
Yeah.
I got the California flu or something here.
Just got an update here. Looks like someone got hit by the tri-rail train this morning.
I'm
Pompano, so if you're in that area, stay clear of wherever that track is.
I don't mean to be rude.
I don't know if they mentioned that in the traffic report or not.
I don't mean to be rude. I don't understand all the accidents with...
with the trains?
Trains.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I get that. Like, we got try to make it. I got no time for this train.
Well, it's like
get out in front of it.
That scene from the first Fast and the Furious movie where they try to get right past the train. Jump past it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think people get stuck probably too because they're lining up for the red light and they try to inch real close and they just end up getting stuck on the tracks.
Well,
whatever it is, not good.
Not good. Not good, Woody. That's a good way to end it before we
it's
say
like all
something.
These Marlins texts that have come in, not good.
What are Marlins? What are the folks
saying? I understand that we're a front-running town, though. I get that.
So how much of it is that they think it's the owner?
Well, the owner's the root of the problem, right? As far as the team not being overly competitive. I mean, it's hard to say that they're not competitive because they have been, but...
They've been a lot better than I thought, and if everybody's to be honest, because there were people in that organization thought, this can be a rough year, Joe. We could lose 100. We could lose 100 games, and I'm going, here we are. They got a chance to they keep playing the way they're playing, sneak back to 500. So they're a lot better than anybody thought.
But people are right, and I get it. There's a lot of things to do in this town, Joe, and if the teams suck, you're probably not going to spend your money.
Yeah, you get –
Unless it's the Dolphins, that place always fills up for those games.
So the problem with it is baseball is actually a popular sport down here. We got a lot of good baseball kids down here. Baseball's played a lot. I don't know what the numbers are, but a lot of baseball. We got good travel league teams. We got good youth teams. We got academies. Right? We got a lot
of
people.
We've seen that baseball can fill that stadium, just not Marlins baseball.
Yeah.
The Bananas did just fine filling that
stadium. I saw the guys taking shots at the – it's funny. Yeah.
At what, the Bananas?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of that thing or no?
Yeah, I think it's great for baseball.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's, it's Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. It's,
yeah, we had a good time with that thing. It was fun. But that there was not a seat to be had in that place.
By the way,
man.
They are packing everywhere. Yeah. They're packing football stadiums to doing flips and dancing and having fun and getting fans involved and athletic guys and a little bit of everything and throw baseball in there, but keep it moving. Pretty funny. Pretty good. Whoever came up with that's pretty smart. I think it's good for baseball. I think anything like that's good for baseball, right? Doesn't hurt it. What are they, minor league guys? They can all play, obviously. But doing flips and jumping up and catching the ball and doing a flip to all the other stuff.
Texter says, damn, this is Downer Tuesday. What's wrong with you bums? Today's the first day of mini camp. Well, it's the first day of rookie camp, right?
Well, they just reported.
Yeah.
Let's not get carried away like down on the field.
But we were excited about that earlier when we were talking about the players that they've mishandled throughout the offseason.
Well, we got in the whole thing, and you just simply asked you if you
thought that they had any foresight on this, like if they knew that these things were going to happen, like Jalen Ramsey being disgruntled, Jonnu Smith wanting money, Zach Seeler wanting money. Like, did they have any idea? Or did this just catch them off guard one day?
Yes, I think they knew.
Okay.
I got to tell you, if I was the owner and I called and asked my general manager that and he said I had no idea, I'd fire him right there. You know how this works. Guys go, hey, I'm way underpaid for what I've done. Another guy, hey, I know we didn't win enough games. I caught 88 passes. I'm not playing for $4 million with 30 guys making more than I am. They've got to know that. They have people, if they're not aware of it, they got people that are aware of it next to them that work. Like, hey, we got a good problem, I think. The guy outplayed his contract. He wants another contract. It's better than the guy sucked and we're just going to get rid of him. So I don't think they're surprised by that. And listen, it'd be easy to dogpile and say it's not the case, but it is. They are understand. Like the 49ers. 49ers, one of their best receivers, this Jennings kid. Either pay me or trade me because I'm not playing. And I'm like, dude, you used to be the third receiver on this team. And now all of a sudden you're acting like you're a number one guy. So, yeah, Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up here this morning, and got a lot more stuff to get to here with everything going on. And look, I'm looking forward to seeing what this thing's going to look like when it all comes together. They know it. By the way, they've heard all of you. They've heard it. They've heard the message from everybody. They've heard the national shots, and they've done some of it to themselves. They have nobody to blame. They can look in the mirror when they're upset. Look in the mirror. Don't get upset anybody else. Look in the mirror. You did some of this. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. 9 o'clock hour's coming up.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.